This is the Rowdy Ralphs and the Boys Podcast.
Welcome to the Rowdy Ralphs and the Boys Podcast. Today is Monday, August 9th. I just checked my phone now. I don't know why I wasn't doing this before. I was like trying to remember the date.
You normally struggle a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, I just pick up the phone.
Wild.
But here we are. Just checking in on you.
And
seeing how your day's going. Alright, so we got the boys, we got Garg here.
Mentor.
We're all kind of sunburnt.
I don't know if I'm spending too much time.
You're kind of tan. You're more tan
sun.
Than normal. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
I got sun, but
I'm as pale as
It's also
I've
really
ever
just
been.
My arms. My actual torso is still the Snow White you all know and love.
Yeah, that's
ideal.
That's good. That's good. It is hot as Christ, just to establish for the people. We've been talking about this, but
Do you have a tertiary thermometer that we can just?
It's right behind Mike. There's like a. It's on the table behind you.
Just every 15 minutes,
yeah,
get another temperature check.
See
if we get up to 90 degrees.
Is this remote here?
Yeah, it's for one of
It says 77 right now.
Not my drumsticks.
That sounded
like
a
gumdrop
button. Sounded like from where I was sitting, it sounded like an intro to a song or something. It's like.
Could be
like a nice little crescendo.
Honestly, this is good. We have like an auxiliary temperature read here. We'll have the temp check with Mike. So we, for the listeners, I know people who haven't been here, we have to sacrifice the AC because it's right in the podcast space. So it's either we turn it off or we keep it on, and the audio quality is just butt cheeks. So, and there is the one going in the background, but you guys are gonna have to deal with that. I can only do so much. And also, we're doing hot sauce later in this podcast, so
it's gonna get even hotter.
Yeah, it's
oh god,
it's gonna be the worst.
We picked the worst.
We're gonna be sweating.
Or the best day to do this.
Yeah,
we picked the best day.
Yeah,
we're already.
Yeah, if we're gonna, if you're gonna, if I want to have a heat stroke, I want it to be in the safety of my own home. all right, I got some topics here. So here, this will be good. This is like a nice little recap of the weekend leading in. Okay, so Saturday we went to the Bills training camp. Right, Garg was there. Mike was
there.
I was not there.
You were not there. Showed up after. We went to the Bills training camp. I had to get up early, you know, to get the swabs. They wanted to leave at like fucking 8 a.m. Thank
we
Christ.
Probably should have.
Thank Christ that didn't happen.
Far too.
But like
far
realistically,
too
like we still sat close, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's not like we got bad seats. But anyways, so like I go to bed at a reasonable hour, especially for like drinking the night before. It's about like 12:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like 3 a.m. I'm woken up by the weekly party downstairs. They usually, you haven't heard about this, but it's wild.
Nor the listeners, if I haven't heard about it.
They have, actually, because I talk about it all the time.
I've listened to all the new ones, I don't know.
I'll show you a video I got on here. I'll find it later, we're on the cast. But, anyways, the man has insane parties downstairs.
Classic.
Like, they bleed out into the street, you know, sometimes traffic is stopped.
That's good.
I have
so
a video.
So your building is not even, like, a house that's nearby?
The genesis of the party is the building.
Oh,
downstairs.
It's not even in the building,
but
it's next to the building.
It bleeds,
it bleeds
into the streets.
It's probably 90 fucking degrees inside.
Well, but it's a weekly thing, right? It's wild. So, anyways, he's having his weekly party, 3 a.m., wakes me up, over the sound of the air conditioner, you know, not uncommon. I fall back asleep. 6:30, it's bright out. Wakes me up again, but it's not the party anymore. It's just two men just barking at each other, you know, like that, like you know, like jawing, like you know,
yeah.
There a punch was just thrown or was just about to be thrown.
So it was Dwyer's.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I jumped in the middle, and it was funny because
to.
Like that was like 12 hours after, not even after that, you know, like there was a fight at that bar, and so I'm like watching this. I'm like, God damn, these guys are getting into it, but I fall back asleep obviously because it's not like that interesting, you know. so like you know, 7:30 or whatever, I get up, take a shower. And I get out of the shower, look at myself in the mirror, and I have a burst blood vessel in my eye or something. I don't know if I was just, I don't know, you know, but like...
Were you in the fight? Is that what happened?
Maybe, but my eye was like poofy red, like gross. And so, you know, whatever, I'm going about my day. You know, I pop on the sunglasses, walk outside, and my landlord's pulling up as I'm pulling out. And I don't know what happened, but like I was removing the sunglasses to talk to him, so I could like look at him in the eye. And he's like, oh, hey, Nick. Are you okay? Like, you don't look great, because I'm, like, exhausted. I got this fucked up eye. I'm like, yeah, honestly, like, I didn't sleep very well. He's like, I can tell. He's just this, like, sweet little 5'3 Asian man. But, yeah, so my neighbor, even my landlord's like, my God, dude, you look bad. And he was completely unaware of these parties that were going on in the street. Like, somehow, he was just completely unaware, you know? I wasn't, like, being, like, the rat kind of guy.
Right.
I was just like, you don't know about this? I figured this was just like a blind eye situation.
Like, he's turning a blind eye to you.
Yeah. Well, and that's in that moment, I had like a blind eye. It was all poofing, you know? I looked bad. But yeah, so that was pre-training camp. That was all that happened before that.
Wow, a lot went on that day. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What is it, fucking 8 then, o'clock in the morning? And the things are already fucking...
Yes, yeah. Normally, I don't have that kind of content in the morning, you know? Normally, I'm just sitting there drinking my coffee. And then we went to the camp, and it was hot, as it is today. But we were sitting in the sun, you know? So you're outside. You're sitting in the sun. Sweat is the result of that.
Swamp ass was present.
Swamp ass was everywhere, dude. And it wasn't like a sexual thing. But we just started, like, looking at people's asses as they got up. Where it's like, how bad is the swamp ass? And, like, you could see the outline of everything, you know? And then we, like, came to realize that, like, we sort of had swamp ass. So we kind of, like, lean back and put the feet up, you know? So by the time you get up, you're, like, semi-dry, you know? You're semi-good to go. But it was a battle out there. I was fighting the swamp.
Wild. How many people are at these Bills training camps?
This one
they said on Twitter was 18,000.
Yes, this
Jesus
one.
Christ, who wants to go watch the Bills practice for
that's
that?
Cool.
That yeah. many people.
It was actually fine. I was expecting it to like not be as interesting as it was.
Yeah,
like,
they essentially play like a.
It's like a scrimmage. It was like actually a game kind of.
Yeah,
it's
like a half a game.
But you're just not watching them run through tires.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's like I feel like during a normal practice that would be A, super distracting, and B, just not really that interesting.
Yeah, it's more like a showcase than anything else.
Okay, so they do these like scrimmages specifically, knowing that there's going to be a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and they can sell cheap tickets to people that otherwise wouldn't buy the expensive tickets.
Well, these were free.
There you go.
So the normal situation
is the people that were sitting directly in front of us.
No, what they made their money on was the $5 water bottles and
all
the $4 hot dogs.
$5 water bottles.
The normal situation
is an exaggeration.
They have it down at like St. John Fisher, and you can go to like 3 or 4 a week, and like that's where like that kind of shit gets done. But like that's not happening this year because of like I'm assuming it's a COVID thing,
right? I think
right?
so. Yeah.
So like they're doing like just like closed practices, and then there's like one a week that you can go to if you're a season ticket holder. So like they're just kind of like look at us, look what we can do, look what I can do. So yeah, there was that. Anyways, so actually still on the Bills, I'm just gonna start this off with like a ton of my stories, I guess, because I wrote down a lot of stuff on here. So whatever. I'm a content kind of man. So my new job, my boss, right? It's my very first day. I'm sitting there talking to Evan. You know, we're talking about football, as I do.
Classic.
And, we're getting into it. I'm tossing out some hot Bills takes. And
does
in my
Evan even watch sports?
Evan, yeah.
I feel like
he watches sports.
They're on at the gym, so of course he's going to see some of it.
I feel like he is the sports. He just does his own physical activity and doesn't care about other people's.
He watches football. He does, like, a little bit of fantasy.
Yeah, that's fair.
But anyways, I'm tossing out some hot Bills takes, and my boss, you know, very, very, very aggressively nice woman, was just like, oh, you like football? Like, do you listen to WGR? And I was like, I hate every single person on there. Right. It's on, but, like, I cannot stand any other takes. And I expected her to, like, agree with me, but she was like, oh, I'm dating one of them. I was like, oh, no! What have I done?
Oh, wait, that's why I know the name. So she's dating Joe DiBiase.
Yeah, she's dating Joe DiBiase.
I was like, why do I know that name?
Which to be, like, honestly, he's, like, one of the best ones. Like, he might be the best one.
He's funny.
He's not, like, one of the old, like, old guard guys, you know?
Yeah,
he's
you
like,
can't tell her that now that you already told her.
Because I've already dug this hole, you know? Like, I'm just in this now. First day, first impression, I hate your boyfriend.
Well, you don't hate him, you just hate his takes.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, sure, that's his entirety of his job. And you said he's doing it bad, but you know.
Well, you know, I'm not saying I could do his job better, but this is my first day here and I could do your boyfriend's job. No. So, dug myself a hole there on
that's good.
On day one.
You should purposely, like, be like, I was listening to the Nightcap, and, like, he had this really great breakdown of Jack Michael.
Like, I will probably, like, inevitably see him, and that's gonna come, like, this is just, like, the beginning.
You're gonna
have
to just play it up, though.
I hope it comes. Because,
like, they're
ahead.
Not, like, just dating, they're, like,
hope...
seriously, like, they're, like, about to get, like, engaged and stuff, you know? And she's my boss, like, we're gonna, you know? This is gonna
Christmas
happen.
Parties are
gonna
happen.
I'm gonna see this man.
You gotta be the guy, you gotta play it up. you know, you comically know
power move, call in and be like, I told your girlfriend that I hate you and everyone at the station.
I do have to do something like that.
You're going to have to comically.
But the best part is if you were to do it when he's hosting.
If you ham it up a lot, like, it's going to, I feel like that'll play it off easier.
That's true.
Because there's nothing.
This is like a Stanza situation. Yeah. It's like, I said, like something that would happen on Seinfeld.
Yeah. This is definitely something that would be George.
That's okay. That's honestly my life now. I'm just George Costanza. I'm sweating already. Mike, give me a temp reading.
Oh, well, what do we got? Still 77.
All right.
Well, it's gone up 2 degrees. Yeah, it was 75, yeah. Wasn't it?
This has been 77 since
cooking.
I grabbed
it. I'm cooking. Oh, all right. We got any other non-meat topics? I feel like I've just been talking for 10
got,
whole minutes.
Stuff at
here
the
we
bottom.
Go. Yeah, we got some Mike stuff. You're running a shockingly similar to mine. What do you got here? You got in a loaf?
Oh, God. Okay, so on the topic that Will brought up last time he was on about, like, unique names and stuff.
Okay.
I was watching Family Feud.
This could be a good recurring segment. I
was watching
stupid fucking names.
Family Feud over at my parents' house before I came here, and the guy's name is A Loaf.
What?
A Loaf. That's his name.
Just all together?
Yep,
word?
And to make it even better, his son's name was A Loaf Jr.
Oh, my God.
And then he had a second son named DeWitt. So I'm like, what the
well, that's
fuck?
A name.
DeWitt is a name.
Yeah.
DeWitt Clinton was like a famous guy.
Yeah. But, you know, the A-Loafs, it was something.
That is spelled the way you wrote
it
down?
Yeah.
Is that an ethnic name? I don't know.
Maybe.
Was it just straight A-L-O-A-F?
Yep.
Or was it like A
nope.
apostrophe?
No,
there's
no.
an apostrophe after the A. I'll give that a pass.
No, it was all one word.
Because it could be like a low-F or something.
But, like, did he pronounce it? I'm assuming he probably...
Yeah, Steve Harvey's like, how do you pronounce... A-Loaf. I'm like, okay.
Loaf of bread. It was his last name of bread.
They were not the bread family,
of
no.
Bread. If that was the case, that's just a made-up fucking episode. Like, none of those people are real.
A-Loaf of meat.
That's good. I haven't come across any good, but it turns out that Pleasure Cox is real. We were just
talking
about
this. I posted the information.
I knew she was real. I need to find out if Big Money Cox is actually real or not.
Oh, and I have to make an addendum. Last week I said it was the baddest. His name is the coldest. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm
that's
sorry.
Even weirder.
Holy
now.
Shit,
like,
it jumped 2 degrees at 79.
I'm pumping out heat now, dude.
Yeah, usually those things take a little while to, like...
That is a thing, though. I have to pull up that fucking article, because I'll tell people about all these wild names of students that my mom has had, and they're like, no, those are all just made up.
It sounds
they're
unbelievable.
Not made up. I have proof. This is a real person.
It sounds unbelievable.
And, like, I sent that article to people, because that article's from, like, 2 years ago or something.
Sure.
And I've been telling people about this since I was, like, 15, and no one's ever believed me. So I just had, like, 7 people I immediately sent the article to. Like, listen here, you shit.
Oh, God. All right. We're not doing the sauce yet. We're
no,
not doing the sauce
like
yet.
That's
got
to
be like
the
time.
Near the end, because we won't be able to speak.
Mike's got another topic.
All right. So the Olympics just ended, right? Finally.
Yeah.
And there's some, like, surfing was added and all these, like, newer sports, right? Stuff that you wouldn't think was a sport. Like, we were at Beltline watching them do the relay.
That was
ridiculous. Where they were, like you run.
The pentathlon.
Yeah, whatever it was, and you're shooting. So, like... What if they made chess an Olympic sport? Or, like, some of these weird games that you wouldn't think of, like checkers.
You also
like
have to run a lap.
Board games. You gotta run a lap and then make you move into
chess. They made that horse thing.
Well, that's a... Yeah, I mean...
That's not a sport. That's the horse... It's a sport for horses.
Dressage or something
the
like that.
The horses should be getting the medals.
Well, I mean, horseback riding is... You're going to burn calories doing that. It's
yeah,
day.
Sure, but, like, you just have to stay on.
Yeah,
the horse
does
all the work. The horse is the one they're judging. They're not judging your ability to stay on the horse. The horses should get the medals.
I mean, they probably
they're
do.
Probably in the record books. I mean, a horse, what's it going to do with a medal, though?
Yeah, like when like a horse like wins the Derby or like the Triple Crown, like you know the name
no
of the horse.
No one gives a fuck about the jockey.
You don't give a fuck about the small 4-5 man that was fucking.
Right, but you don't.
It.
They award the medals to the people that ride
because
the
it's
horse.
A person.
Why think it'd be difficult to get 3 horses on a podium?
I'll see.
Get a big horse podium.
They're dancing horses.
Yeah.
They're specifically made to do wild things like that.
Maybe just get a different horse that's trained to go on.
Like
the
I
podium
just
to
it's
represent.
A stand-in horse.
Yeah.
I guess the point is like why would they even put that in the Olympics? That's stupid.
But there's like a lot. That's his
there,
point.
Yeah, there's
that,
a lot of things that I'm like these. Stop like, being Olympic or games, you know. Like,
but those are all like modern things that people do at least that are involve some sort of athletic skill of the person, and that's what you're doing. Like, I'm all, you know, ping pong, whatever, you know, all that shit has been in there for a while. But what was pissing me off is, like probably, like, 8 years ago or something, or 4 years ago or something like that, they were talking about removing wrestling from the
Olympics.
That
seems pretty standard.
That was the original Olympic sport.
That's what the Greeks did.
There were six sports. So one of them was wrestling.
So you can't have things like ping pong and skateboarding and surfing and dressage.
Was that a real thing, though? I feel like that's also another
It was, because their reasoning behind it was it's not relevant to modern times. That was the wrestling.
What do you mean?
People wrestle
all the time.
That's ridiculous.
Right. And that was like when I was wrestling is when I heard about it. Watch MMA.
Yeah,
like,
that's
the whole thing.
MMA is a very big sport now.
We'll see some sort of MMA type of event in the Olympics at some point. And that's what half of it is wrestling.
Well, they have... I wouldn't be surprised if we had, like, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Because they have judo. They have taekwondo. They have
boxing.
You know,
yeah,
they'll
just sort it all together. They'll make it one big thing, so...
They could do that.
Why not? You know?
I would watch that, actually. Cool.
It'd just be the same thing you were normally watching, except it's the Olympics. Like, I was watching some boxing, and I'm like, is this any different than normal boxing?
It's honestly sometimes more boring. Because, like, if you're not, like, I care less about Olympic basketball than regular basketball.
Well, yeah,
you
know? I don't know, like, 90% of the people in it.
There's nothing in it for
it. Well, there's just no pride.
Right.
You know, the whole point is, like, my country's better than yours.
Not in the Winter Olympics. Those hockey players give a shit.
Yeah, in certain events, there is that. You're right.
But here's the thing. Here's my take on the Olympics. Fuck it. It's just stupid. It's just a bunch of politicians and rich people jerking each other off.
I mean, to a degree. The fucking athletes are still athletes that are
behind
what they
do. I know that, but the people that actually care about those type of things typically don't go to the Olympics unless you're like a swimmer, because where else are you gonna, you know, like, what
well,
else
that's
is
the case
showcased?
With all those things.
But not necessarily.
What,
track and field people
what fucking pentathlon
the
people, like, what are they gonna do other than
well,
the Olympics?
Well, you know, with this, but like, anybody who seriously cares about something like wrestling doesn't really give a shit about the Olympics. You see,
I would say
I
that's like the
do.
Ultimate thing. For
I would
that.
Think for most.
What else could
most
you do?
But it's not. But the reality of it, you would think
not
you would
like
think.
Not financially.
But the reality
they
of it
have,
is
like,
not.
The All-American League and fucking also you could do MMA, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's like the ultimate, like, honor, you know, like, I'm an Olympian athlete, like, it doesn't matter about, like, the financial part of it,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's like if you're playing football and you go to the Pro Bowl, like, nobody fucking watches the Pro Bowl, but to say that you made it to the Pro Bowl is good enough on its own.
Well, and it is
know?
Also, like, that's a thing that people talk about with boxing, like, Roy Jones Jr. was, like, his first accolade was getting the gold medal in boxing, and then from there he built his career. As a professional boxer.
Yeah, it's more just, I don't know what the word is, like an accolade. Yeah, accolade.
Accolades or
yeah.
Prestige.
Yeah.
Prestige.
It's a thing. There is a lot of horseshit in it. You're not wrong.
Yes.
I agree with you.
More
but,
horseshit than ever.
I'm just waiting for board games to be integrated.
Esports are going to be.
I heard them talking about that on the
thing.
Radio.
That's
if
bullshit.
That gets in, there's no reason you can't have it. Like,
there's the whole thing, though.
Backhand.
There's so many people that would be like, that's bullshit that they're not in there. The Lucas people of the world.
Yeah,
like, it's like, why
true.
Is this not in there now?
But
you know?
I don't
they
think
can have their own Olympics. We'll give
there's
them
a,
spring.
There's a difference between
yeah, but
sports.
I don't actually really care that much about the Olympics anyways. They can have
yeah.
all of them.
Sure.
They can,
yeah,
all
they can
them.
Do whatever they want.
That's
probably.
Fair.
But there's
yeah,
a difference
I don't have
between
to watch
sports
yeah.
and just games. And, like, there's no doubt that video games are require lots of skill and coordination and timing, whatever, but it's not a sport. Because you don't really need to move
I'm
to do
I'm
going to
become
it.
A gold medalist in Smash Bros.
You have to move for it to be a sport.
They'll do exclusively VR games that are just wildly laggy.
Dance Dance Revolution. That'll be first.
Yeah, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
We're hearing the gold medal match of Guitar Hero. Got Eye of the Tiger playing.
That's pretty good, actually.
That would be the worst Guitar Hero song. That is like the most basic Guitar Hero.
It's like the first one you play on whatever game it's
is
on.
It really?
It's like Guitar Hero 3 or something.
Yeah,
it's
a pretty
one.
Easy
it's one.
One
of the older ones. I played a lot of Guitar Hero back in the day. I tried to play, though, a couple months ago, and I was, like, kind of butt cheeks now.
Ever since yeah. I've actually picked up, like, real guitar, I can't go back. It's not
we
the
started
same.
Playing...
Same thing with Guitar Hero drums.
I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. We started playing Rock Band in Derp's basement a little while ago before they picked up actual instruments, and playing drums on that while you're drunk is just fucking god awful.
I play drums in real life, and yeah. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
I hate Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I hate all those.
I
games.
Enjoyed them back in the day, but
I was never very good.
Back in the day, Rock Band guitar is still fun.
Yeah, I can still do that while I'm drunk. But the
yeah.
drums is just fuck.
Yeah, the drum. I can't do the drums. Yeah. And I just will never sing. Like, why did they even put that in there? You know?
You don't have to really
do anything. If I'm going to sing, I'm not going to sing into the stupid rock band microphone.
You just have to make noise at the same time that it wants you to make noise. I used to do it.
You could be like an octave up or down.
Yeah, and I would just be like,
it doesn't know if you're
that's all I would do and everything. Because I would just go, and it would count. And as long as you're doing it when you're supposed to be doing it, not when you're not.
Sounds like you're having a fucking stroke.
They hated when I did that, though, because it messed up right outside.
Because you're laughing.
That's good. Oh, man.
Mike, you want to do your articles? It's about,
sure.
About high time.
All right, we got articles.
This is the part of the show where Mike reads his articles. All right, I want to do like a little drop. I don't know.
So this is animal themed.
Ooh.
And one of them has to deal with apes. But not erections.
Ape erections!
Is it only the one ape, or is it multiple apes?
There are multiple apes in the one article. But let's start with the horse and donkey article. So, genetic perfection. As many of us know, the mule is a crossbreed between the horse and donkey. These animals are dependable, but sterile. So, researchers at Stanford University are working on a way to genetically engineer a mule and hinny that can be fertile animals capable of breeding and passing down their unique genetic makeup.
One of those, like, what's the phrase? Where, like, you know,
playing God.
Yeah, like you never stop to say, should you? Just
Your scientists. Yeah. Were so concerned over whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Yeah. All right, so the next one is Civil War for Planet of the Apes.
Wow, there's big crossover.
There's a war between chimpanzees and gorillas. Well, maybe not a war, but there are now documented cases of chimps attacking gorillas and killing their youngs. Witnesses at Luongo National Park saw a group of chimps viciously attack a group of gorillas. This isn't the first attack researchers saw. They saw this again in 2019. Both times, coalitions of chimps won the battles.
Okay.
Yo, chimps are fucking nuts.
Chimps will fuck you up.
It's very much the case.
We're
gorillas.
We are bordering on Joe Rogan podcast.
That chimp will rip your dick.
You're just gonna full grow. That's a chimp with mange. That's my favorite thing. This is like there's just so much Joe Rogan footage that they can make him say anything. So like there's this one where there's a video of Bert Kreischer and they're like, oh, you see that? That's a chimp with mange. And that's just Bert Kreischer in his shirtless. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Somebody slept in my underpass. Wildlife officials in Montana are warning the public to not sleep in the underpasses. A hiker who was napping in the underpass of Highway 93 encountered a bear as he wandered through. Luckily for the hiker, the bear didn't care, like the bears in the story of Goldilocks. The bear passed through and no harm was done.
All right,
the Michigan Bayou. A public works employee in Stanton, Michigan, had to capture an alligator in a pond. Andy Bills said, it took me a good minute or so to gather my thoughts and try to figure out if I really saw what I thought I just saw in respect to seeing a gator walk into the pond. Bills fished it out with a fishing rod and wrangled it into a cooler and was later transferred to a nearby zoo.
Where was this gator?
Michigan.
Michigan.
Stanton,
Michigator.
Michigan.
The Michigator Michigans.
So we got, let's go over this.
So
again.
we got the genetically engineered mules that can breed.
Yes.
The chimps versus gorilla war.
Sure.
The bear that didn't kill the guy under the highway.
Okay.
And a gator in Michigan.
All right, so I want to applaud you, first of all, for not making any Marvel references.
I was thinking that
that's usually
normally,
what I pick.
That's normally my giveaway.
Yeah.
I want to go with...
Was the gator actually
killed? Hold on, wait a minute, though. There was, if you look at the deep cuts,
it's the
Civil War. I'm going with that.
That's
one.
What I was
the
thinking.
The chimps versus gorillas.
That's what I was thinking. So here's the thing, though. I don't want to just jump on that because the last two were very ambiguous. Those are just kind of like that. Those could both happen.
I'm still thinking about though, and you know, if Mike had to make up an article,
yeah,
it sounds
chimps,
like the chimps
right.
and gorillas.
Because I would want to see a chimp fight a gorilla.
Yeah,
that'd be a good match.
Like I heard, I'm picturing you know like three chimps taking on one gorilla.
Yeah,
and just like
that's a fair match.
Stay up. Yeah.
I don't know. I want that one to be real, but I'm going to go with that one as well.
All right, so you're going with that one too. What about you?
I'm going to go with... I mean, I do want to pick the chimp and gorilla one, but...
Contrarian.
Some of this guy have a different pick, otherwise it's going to be fucking boring.
Or we could all be right.
But I noticed that only one of them had a title. It was a very convenient title. Somebody slept in my underpass. Hilarious. That sounds like something he just made up, and he had to build a story around that funny title.
That's fair.
I'm going with that one for that reason.
An inconvenient title.
Yeah. All
right. Well, the made-up one is the Mule and Henny.
Damn! Oh,
That was the least expected one. That seemed like just a
because reason. That seems reasonable,
I'm
but
sure
also ethically ambiguous in today's age.
Yeah,
could you make
fair.
A mule fertile?
I don't know.
Because it's all about the chromosomes that make it up. I'm not a geneticist, but...
No, because
I would assume whatever you make isn't a mule.
I don't really understand
if
why...
If you make it fertile, you know?
Fucking
well,
fertile
no,
anyways,
I mean,
so.
From what I understand, it's essentially a birth defect. You know what I mean? Like,
it's because it doesn't have the right amount of chromosomes.
Right. They're not compatible.
Yeah.
You know,
they're also not compatible with each other. Like, they just can't breed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, the underpass thing, I made up the title, but the article was real. Yeah. So was the gator.
It threw me off.
So was the chimps and gorillas.
When I saw that,
not even from one of these weird news sites. I want to say it was like a CNN tweet or something. I'm like, that has got to be in the podcast because they're going to think I made it up.
We may
ever
have
since Harry, ever since the ape ape erection, there's going to be
ape ape erection.
You know, we may have all been wrong, but we all just won because that chimps thing is real.
That's awesome.
That's what I want to see. I want to see that kind of content.
I know. I was hoping for like videos because there was a bunch of witnesses.
That's kind
of
like
apparently no one had a camera.
Classic.
Yeah, but like, think about it. If there's a chimp gorilla war going on around you, the last thing you're gonna want to do is fucking pull out a camera. They're gonna think you're one of the enemy.
That's true.
Yeah, if I see a chimp gorilla war going on, the first thing
watching.
I'm doing is leaving.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Well,
as
I'm gonna
far
get to a
can.
Safe distance.
I'm gonna
I'm
tell
watching.
David Attenborough to get back there with his boys. Tell me what the fuck is going on.
Decode the situation. Get those 4K cameras in there. How many chimps per gorilla you think is like a fair match? 3-2
I think it's a 2-on-1 scenario.
2-on-1
I think
three chimps.
Honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if a chimp could take down a gorilla 1-on-1.
Chimps
get
scrappy,
maybe not a silverback.
But gorillas have the muscle mass, dude.
Yeah.
I cannot even begin to explain how much muscle is on those
yeah.
things. I've listened to enough Joe Rogan podcasts
to
know
that thing is ripped.
Those things are apex predators.
Apparently not. The chimps can beat them.
That's fair.
And that's the thing, though.
Chimps
I
are
think...
scrappy. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, they had coalitions. That was CNN's word, too. Coalitions of chimps.
Coalitions of chimps.
That's a band name. Why don't we pop that in
troops.
There?
Coalitions of chimps.
I would think there were troops. Like baboons.
Is that... a coalition of chimps, is that like a congress of baboons?
No, it's a troop of baboons.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it baboon?
Baboon.
I thought it was
like
a saying
like
as opposed to what? Baboon?
That's like saying saucepan versus saucepan. You're just being
no,
a jackass.
No, it's not. It's baboon.
Fucking,
what do you say?
Binging with Babish says fucking saucepan.
I know.
I know it's just
he does it just to be
like
a jackass.
I know.
But it's funny and it stuck with me. I watch a lot of cooking YouTube now. We were just talking about this. I don't know. That was the entirety of the last podcast.
This is the first time I came in and it wasn't on the TV.
I know. Well, I don't know. I was talking. I was doing
it. Having a stroke, what's happening?
He doesn't know.
Normally I set the ambiance, you know.
Set the ambience.
Yeah, but I don't know. Today I was just fucking goofing off. Alright, well let's see. Maybe I'll pop into one more before we oh god. But these are like my bottom of the barrel topics. Alright, here it is. Here's the dumbest thing I've ever thought about.
That's good.
I don't know. I was watching YouTube at 2 in the morning. I was watching YouTube at 2 in the morning, because, like, that is when I'm at my peak creatively, you know? I'm just like, how do you make pepperoni? Yeah. 2 in the morning, you know?
That's your peak of creativity?
I don't know. I'm just like, that's when the thoughts just flow freely
that's
from
fair.
My mind.
That's fair.
You know? I'm just shower-thoughting, but outside of the shower, you know? And so, like, an ad popped up. And it was one of these prescription ads. It was like, you know, like, oh, do you have, non-hyperglycemic diabetes? You know, or, I don't know. I don't know what the word is. But, like, you know, like, do you have this very specific condition? And then, like, you know, how they do, like, a dramatization. And, like, some situation will play out. And it's like, oh, if it were only for my type 19 diabetes, that would be totally fine, you know? And the guys in the commercial always say the entirety of the length of the disease, you know? They're like, oh, man, if it was only for my non-reimbursing whatever the fuck. And they're like, you know, I have that too. And it's like, what kind of
what
hyper-specific situation, you know, would play out that somebody would not only, like, have the entirety of the thing ready to go, I can't even come up with words to say now, you know, but that they would run into somebody else that also has it. I don't know. I was getting pissed off. I was like, this would never happen. Let me make your ads. You know, it's just some dude taking a shit and he's having a bad time, you know, and he's like, I wish there was a prescription pill for this. Boom.
I mean, I feel like
I can do that.
They are, you know, specifically
prescription,
like,
commercials
why,
are the
like, why
worst.
Why they are they the way they are?
They're specifically bad fucking commercials every time, though. I feel like it's just because I have to, like, they just got to keep throwing shots out there. Because, like, not, like you said, not everyone has this. So they can't put production time into each and every fucking one of these drugs that they're selling.
But you gotta think they're
making
money.
Because they
gotta
cast a wide net, so they just gotta dog shit commercials. Just crank
them
fucking
out. Why the fuck
out.
Do prescription drugs get commercials?
Why do you care?
It's stupid. You shouldn't
if
be...
If you're basing what you're fucking... What drugs you're taking off of what you saw on TV, you deserve whatever fucking stupid drugs you're buying.
I mean,
but
right,
who's
fair.
Buying like name brand drugs? Like,
I've
okay.
never seen
so
a commercial of a drug and gone to my doctor and be like,
yeah.
"Hey, I want to talk to you about
it's
this."
It's feeling hot. I'm glad you brought that up. I got the next
yeah,
one
I'm,
happening
I'm getting,
right now.
Some residual. I'm
pretty comfortable, to be honest.
My palms are a little sweaty. Well, I'm wearing minimal clothing though. That's true.
I have a less than optimal BMI. So.
I suppose it's greater than optimal.
Well, you know, depends on your perspective. What was I saying?
The prescription drug commercials. They are the worst. I always hate, like, the Cialis or Viagra's ones.
Where they're sitting naked in the chairs?
No,
that's
it's
fun.
All the other...
Just what? Old people thinking
yeah.
about
no, it's
they
all the other
hard.
Bullshit where it's like, this guy takes Cialis, so all of a sudden he's going to go play tennis?
Oh, those,
like,
yeah.
what?
Yeah,
why,
yeah.
How are those related? Well, this yeah. is going to make him good
like,
at bowling?
Is that fucking... don't they do that in, like, Austin Powers or something? He's, fucking trying to hit a ping pong ball with his dong or something. I feel like that's a thing.
Yes,
I saw that in something. I don't know if that was awesome.
But it's just like they're so thinly veiled. Like those ones specifically. Like the first one's like, you know, him and his wife are like they're not connecting. You know,
yeah.
like they're just like really sad
yeah.
and like the background's gray. And you know they're like, oh man, like you having a hard time connecting with your wife? Try Cialis.
But it's all
and
the...
then it's in full color, super saturated, and they're like,
all
let's
the
go on a walk.
Shit that's happening when they're like reading the like the warnings and stuff. Like talk to your doctor if you have high heart. And it's
yes.
like him doing
yes.
all this stupid. Stupid
sure.
shit. They're like, Cialis is going to make you all of a sudden
yes.
want to run a marathon. Is
and
that
also,
what I'm understanding?
Also, those side effects. It's like, they have to put that in there.
Yeah.
But like, why would you make the commercial if the side effects are that severe? It's like, you know, you may have a heart attack. Your neighbor might die.
If you take this pill, say goodbye to your firstborn kid.
Yeah. Three of your eight toes might fall off.
You only have eight? Because you took a different prescription pill. Backed off the first two.
Because they're busy taking Cialis and their diabetes medication.
My favorite is when they go through the list, don't take this if you're allergic to XYZ and the product they're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't take this product if you're allergic to this product.
But you know the head had to come up, you know? Like
right.
it's like when you spill the like the person that spilled the hot coffee on themselves and they made like $1 million off of it.
Because
it didn't say the coffee was hot. Like feel it. If it's hot, don't pick it up.
Yeah, common sense is kind of disappearing, so yeah, they got to protect their asses and tell them, your son will die if you take this.
Damn, look at us getting into big pharma.
I just don't think they should have any commercials at all. Like, let doctors do that sort of advertising, you know?
I don't see
in the way
any harm
saying...
in it. The doctor will just should just
no,
be able to tell
the
you
doctor
you're a
should
fucking
be the
moron
one who's
you don't
like,
need it.
No, you don't need this, or okay, that is a good idea.
I think
we'll look
I think
into
it's
it.
Perfectly
or
fine for them to say, talk to your doctor about it, and the doctor can be the arbiter and be like, you're a moron,
yeah.
don't buy this.
Yeah. Or have the doctor show me the commercials,
you know? They pay the doctors to
I'm
sell
sure.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the commercial. That has to do with corruption of doctors. That's irrelevant.
And also, there are some doctors that'll just give you whatever you want. You say, I want to take
true.
This.
But that's on you for getting a shitty doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
You're supposed to...
I don't even know who my doctor is right now.
My doctor sucks.
I mean,
he's not like that shitty,
I just had to change.
He's not cool. He's,
actually,
he sucks.
Whatever one I normally go to at the group that I go to just retired, so I technically don't even have a primary care doctor.
I'm glad
May I recommend Dr. Mario?
I really don't even give a
I'm glad that we're all on top of our health.
Oh, speaking of which, I've got a funny story about doctors. When I was when I was a freshman in college, I had this TA named Dan. And Dan, we called him Dan the Windman because we built windmills. Well, anyway, the one day I was at the doctor's office or whatever, and my doctor was Dr. Snitzer, right? And I go
Snitzer.
In the next day to class, right? And this guy walks up to me and he goes, this man, Dan Snitzer, walks up to me and goes, hey, so I think you know my father. And I was like, well, A, that's a HIPAA violation. And B, yes, your father has seen my balls. And that made him real uncomfortable.
Dr. Schnitzel. Sorry, I've been listening to a lot of Bill Burr podcasts lately. That actually happened to my friend when I worked at Subway. Like, one, our boss was going to school to be like a, you know, like a doctor or whatever, and he went to the doctor like years later, and like she was the nurse that like checked him in and stuff and did like the, you know, like the pump up your arm mm-hmm. thing to take your blood pressure, and he was like, it was the most incredibly awkward situation I've ever been in my entire life. Oh God! All right,
is it time?
Oh, it's about time.
I think we gotta,
it's about time.
I think we gotta get our set the table here, boys. Get yourself some milk.
All right, yeah. Let's
Associated Dingus.
These wings are still hot. Mike, you're gonna take over hostly duties for this period.
No, if I eat that, it's going straight up.
I'm getting on the ground. You should, I'm getting low.
If possible, maybe chronicle this in terms of video or something.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Whatever, like in whatever way you can participate, because. Yep.
Russ, where's the man take a piss in this?
Oh, it's around the corner. That's the closet. You can piss in there, but.
It's around the bend.
It's around the bend.
Just around the riverbank.
Should we like pause the audio really?
Nah, it's fine. Pissing? We're good. Right. We'll set this up.
We just gotta do some banter while we
set up. Okay, so I'm opening up the hot sauce. Let's give a little background. Well, about this hot sauce. Let me get a whiff of it. Oh, why don't you just put your finger?
You're gonna get pepper sprayed.
It just smells like.
Let me get a whiff.
Not good. It doesn't even. Oh God.
Yeah. Oh God.
It smells like gas or something.
Yeah. I don't know how to. It took me a second whiff to get it, but it's.
Well, it smells of straight capsaicin. It makes my like salivary glands tingle.
Ah, dude. I feel like I shouldn't even be touching things.
Oh yeah, we gotta have like fucking gloves or just wash our hands.
Fuck. Fucking Christ. Yeah, Mike, once we have this, maybe, like, take a video, like, a series of pictures.
We're just
going
to put it, you got to be careful, not to touch it. We'll just put a little dollop on
it. I was going
to
do it around the plate.
On the plate. Yeah. Good
so
idea.
I'm putting a, so this
Were
is
you
the,
trying to toss the wings in it? Because you should.
No, we're just going
to
do a little bit.
Yeah.
A little
this
bit.
This is Da Bomb Beyond Insanity. This is from Hot Ones, the show, the YouTube show.
Okay.
This is always, like, the second to last one, but this is the one that fucks everyone. Like, they'll have this, and then the last one, they're like, oh, that wasn't even that bad.
Is it like a hot barbecue? Because it looks.
You know how long it takes me to go through that much milk too. All right, I'm gonna. It's not. It's just that's the color of the peppers that they put in.
Also, I only got two glasses, so
someone's
drinking out of the bottle.
I'm gonna get that ice cream when the time comes.
Yeah, there's ice cream in the freezer. This sucks. This is gonna suck, dude.
So for some context here,
I don't think this is gonna suck that bad.
It's 81 degrees.
Oh my God!
Inside,
it's getting hotter.
I gotta go wash my hands. It's probably like 10 degrees hotter outside.
You're gonna at least want to remember to wash your hands after having eaten these.
How should I touch the bottle?
Oh. This is only gonna be bad.
It was hot. Smelled hot.
The wings actually smelled all right. Smell good. All right. Having anything on them.
Here we fucking go.
Where'd you get these wings from?
These are from Avenues. It's just the closest pizza.
Review the wings and the sauce.
The wings are mildly.
We got to have extras.
That's what we're gonna have to try to do. Is we're gonna have to try to review the sauce.
So Mike, once this is over, like, I don't know, you're gonna have to do what Sean Evans does on Hot Wings, where he just like asks us questions while we're like dying.
Okay.
You know? Because that's the beauty of this. All right, here we go. Everybody, pick a wing.
I'm picking this one.
Holy shit!
I gotta take a fucking flat. These are the hardest ones to eat.
All right, just like a little, I don't know, about that much.
Child's play. Are you a coward?
I'm going with a nickel size.
Yeah,
I mean that's, you know, that's fair. So you got a non-optimal dunk angle. This is gonna suck.
That's a lot.
Dunk angle. Fuck.
Get a view. All right, ready?
I'm gonna wipe right, a bit off.
Scrape a little off.
There we go.
Right.
It's still a lot.
Right. We gonna cheers this?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Fuck my
life.
It doesn't even taste good.
You're probably
you
better
said it
off.
Does taste good?
No.
Oh. They say, oh, it's already
gone. It's immediately so hot. Use some of the chicken to douse it. Wow, Alon ate his whole wing.
This isn't bad at all.
Well, the sauce is only on the part that you hit it on. Eating the whole wing probably helps.
I put it straight on my tongue to start.
I got a little on the roof of my mouth, so we'll see how it goes. I do already want to have water, but it doesn't help.
I'm tearing up for sure.
The thing
I'm
is, to
use my
it just keeps
my relative ease right now to get that ice cream because I can feel it coming.
Get two spoons. So far, I'm okay, but like,
yeah, you're handling this way better than I thought you would. Based
Where are
on
spoons?
What
I'll get this food.
The eyes are watering, though.
I'm okay so far.
I'm definitely not doing great. I can tell you that much.
I'm fine. I'm going to try. I'm going to avoid having anything as long as I can.
Huh. I'm absolutely not. My nose is running.
How about...
Oh, shit.
You can't feel like it's the worst.
Dude, breathing is the worst. If I could just not breathe for like 5 minutes. Ah!
Anytime I laugh, it's just pain.
Oh my god, you are tearing up.
Ah! I still haven't had anything to drink.
What? Milk's the only thing keeping me in the game right now.
Okay, Evan gave me this thing. He said at the End of Beach podcast, we should do one of these no-win questions, where it's like, you debate.
Okay, yeah.
You want to do that right now?
I want to do that right now.
All right, what was the question?
So he said, would you rather have a nipple-sized dick or dick-sized nipples?
I'd rather have dick-sized nipples.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, because like, if you got a nipple-sized dick, that's really not going to...
You could think about it, though. You could fuck three girls at once.
You could just wear a bra.
Even if I had dick-sized nipples, I would not want to fuck anyone with my fucking nipples.
I would do it just to try it.
Yeah. Mike, you got an opinion on this?
I'm going with the nipple thing, too.
Okay. Yep. I got another one. Would you rather eat shit that tastes like ice cream or ice cream that tastes like shit?
Oh,
ice cream that tastes like shit.
Because you're not eating shit then. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Probably that.
But also, like, it still tastes like shit. Like, at least if you're eating the shit, it tastes like ice cream. Like, it's going to be an enjoyable experience.
You still get fucking E. coli.
I'm going into the water. Which is this never helps.
It's like, I don't know how you have gone this far. I'm like dying.
Milk. I'm getting some of this.
No, I'm actually not going to go for the water. I just... Ooh, I'm crying, though.
No, Juan already had the tears.
Yeah, Juan was—he was not. I've been wiping my tears though. Juan just let them fly.
So how you guys feeling? Reaction?
I'm on the way down now. I think.
Yeah, it's over.
That wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
If
the
I was
best.
On hot ones, that wouldn't have been that bad. Yeah, so like I would have been booting.
Is that the hottest?
It never got so hot that I was
like
over.
It's like the midway. No,
it's the
midway.
Third to the hottest, but it's the one that everyone bitches about the most because it tastes like shit.
Yeah, it never got so hot that I was like overwhelmed. But even still now, my teeth.
This is not good ice cream.
That's why it's still in there. There was another
Ooey
one I bought too.
Cake. That's just an awful.
All right, now put
name.
Some hot sauce on the ice cream, Juan.
All right, I'm gonna have water.
No, I'm not gonna put hot sauce on the ice cream.
Oh my god,
that's
the coldest
more sauce than you guys.
That's the coldest water I've ever had in my life.
It's still 81 degrees.
All right, it's 81.
How
degrees
does it feel for you guys?
It's hot. It feels hot.
I'm not more hot now that I ate those wings, but my mouth hurts a lot.
I was sweating.
It's definitely cleared me out, and honestly, it wasn't even that bad, as bad as the ghost pepper sauce I had one time.
We could do it again. I was actually, so Ben had that Mad Dog 357.
We could do it again right now. We have more wing.
I don't want to. I got some on my lip, and it's like stinging.
The last dab.
I got some right in the corner.
I'll get a last dab. Covered in water.
I'm stopping the video.
Oh, I fucking spilled it all over myself.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll do a last dab. Maybe I'll try and get like a video component by then.
You have a last dab here?
No, I was gonna order one. Joe has one. He has one that was is like, I don't know. It was like a ghost pepper one or something like that. What's the hot one? California Reaper. It was that one.
Yeah.
The ghost. It's Pepper X is the last dab.
I'm having some of this milk.
Yeah, I have.
Well, they made a few. They've made, like, they make a new one every season.
I know, but this latest one is the latest.
Trinidad
is
something or other.
This latest one, the XXX, is the Pepper X.
Yeah, it's probably not that. This was, like, 2 years ago. I don't know how long hot sauce stays good for. I can't even talk. I'm, like, stuttering.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce!
I mean, it's mostly vinegar and fucking
would it go
capsaicin.
Bad? Would it just get stronger over time?
The capsaicin and stuff oxidizes over time if you keep it in a clear bottle, in sunlight.
In a fridge? Probably last a few years, right? You'd think.
Yeah, it can last a decent amount of time. It's still going to keep most of its, you know, a good amount of its potency.
Whew. Yeah. I'm glad we did that.
And that shit's not going to taste worse.
I'm glad we did the dick thing at, like, the peak. The peak of the heat. Oh, man. When I ordered these wings, the guy is, like, it's 95 degrees out still. And they had fans going in the pizza place. And the guy, like, just would not accept that my name wasn't Dick. He's like, what'd you say, Dick? I was like, no, Nick. He's like, so Dick. I'm like, well, no, I said Nick. I go, oh, my God. I was like, all right, fine. You can call me Dick. And then, like, I showed up, and he started calling me Nick. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what?
He was fucking with you on the
He
phone.
Might have been fucking with me. He was old, dude. He was seasoned.
He had nothing better to do.
It was hot in there, dude. It was, like, 110 degrees in that fucking pizzeria.
It's kitchens. Always. Even when
eating that wing made it worse.
There was like a traditional old Italian mom who was just so sweaty, dude. She looked rough.
As I'm getting a second wave.
It keeps going. It's just like
mine's definitely working down.
It's tapering, but at a slower pace than I would enjoy. You know. I'm into the milk now, though.
Having cold water in my mouth.
It's good for like 3 seconds, yeah, and then you're back. Yeah.
While it's in there and it's cold, it's good.
If you're having a hard time drinking water throughout the day, you know, people are always like, oh, I'm dehydrated and I just don't have enough time to drink water.
You don't have enough time to drink water?
People do this. They're like, oh, God.
I get like that because I work in the hospital, you know, and so I can't bring my water bottle
don't
into
you
like,
have
the
a cart?
Patient room. Like, yeah, but I can't bring my water bottle into the patient
to
room.
To get your,
yeah,
like...
But I don't want to.
Like, it's, you're supposed to drink, fair. Like, what is it? Like, it's like an ounce of water for every 2 pounds or something? Of your body weight. It's like half of your body weight in ounces.
Yeah, basically.
So like, you know, you weigh like an average, you know, when like 160, you gotta drink like 80 ounces of water. So you gotta casually drink water all day.
Well, you get a lot of water from food.
True.
Yeah, but you only absorb water at a certain rate. So if you drink a ton of water at once, you pee most of it out.
Right. Yeah, so you gotta casually drink it to do it right. But what I'm saying is if you're having a hard time, have a little hot sauce.
Yeah,
because I just drank like a lot.
I just drink a fuck ton of water regardless, though.
I
like
usually
that
do
big
too.
Blue thing I have, I drink one of those minimum, and then probably another one also.
I just have like my party
and
social anxiety,
of coffee.
Where I just have to be doing something with my hands, like, and so if someone will talk to me and it'll be like a dead spot, I'll just go.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm fucking good.
That's my issue now with drinking, because I used to either if I'm talking to somebody, I'll drink. Or I'll smoke a cigarette.
Right.
But now I cut out the cigarettes, so now I just drink twice as much as I normally do.
Right.
And then, you know, end up at a 28 beers in 4 hours situation.
That is insane.
That's an exaggeration, but, you know.
I would believe it. I've seen a case race.
Yeah.
We've won a case race.
We're still reigning champions. There hasn't been an official sanctioned case race since.
That will be in the Olympics.
Maybe in 2 weeks.
Ugh. Tom's actually Tom's doing a Tom thing down there this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. So there's probably one going on this weekend. But again,
I want to set more lap times. I want to beat
my yellow truck. Yellow truck has told me some haunting case race stories.
Yellow truck is the reason Tom's case races aren't sanctioned because he drinks his puke every time.
He's fucked. Yellow truck is fucked.
Yellow truck is the thing is he's so fucked and he's still Tom's second best friend.
Yellow truck is, I don't even know his real, it's like Alex or something.
Alex Milo.
There you go. He's fucked. You know what, I want more Phil content.
Wait, he eats his puke?
It's fucked. I don't even want to have this
rules.
Conversation.
That's the rules we laid out, is if you eat a spoonful of your puke, then your spew doesn't count.
Oh, I'm getting...
But he drank like a whole cup of his
I'm drinking milk right
and
now.
And he puked it back into his cup and drank it back again.
He's fucked. He's fucked.
Oh,
he's so fucked.
Where does Tom find these guys?
I don't know. I'm telling you, Trav is good. He's got Trav.
Trav's body.
I don't think I've ever met Trav.
He was.
Oh, so he's long hair, tall guy.
Yeah. Actually, he's split into two now. His younger brother is long hair, and he's tall guy.
Yeah.
Got ourselves.
Yeah. His former alias was long hair. I miss Crazy Hat. Crazy Hat had a really
crazy
hat. I think about that hat like twice a week.
Crazy Hat actually is Tom's best friend, but he lives down in some southern state.
Tell him to come up.
And when I say best friend, I mean best rated friend. I don't know which one Tom actually
prefers. Yeah, he was still at the top of the depth chart when I was ranking. Yeah, like
I feel like Tom actually prefers hanging out with us and everybody.
I think Tom just hangs out with whoever's around.
Yeah,
like,
that's pretty much it. Whoever's in the house.
Yeah.
Whoever's in his immediate vicinity.
Man, I'm still in this a little bit.
The center of my tongue is where I'm...
I got it all in the roof of my mouth.
The roof is bad. I got it mostly
in the
tongue.
It's not where I wanted it.
We got anything else? I'm fucking... I'm cooking.
I'm good.
All right, I'm on it. Turn this... All right. Fuck off.
The final temp was 82.
God damn.
I also drank more milk than
it
I
went up,
wanted to put
like,
down.
What, almost 10 degrees? It was 75 at the start or 73?
When I grabbed the remote, it was 77, five, but that thing will tell us,
too. That's fair. All right, well, fuck off.